This picture is rectangular in a portrait format, and there's a small number 65 on the upper right hand corner. The background is pretty much just divided in by a slightly curved line in two. The top is plain, sort of a lemon yellow. The bottom is purple, and judging by there's a few wrinkles, so this may be like a table with a purple cloth over it. On this surface there is a bird cage. It's not really antique because the inside looks fairly new, but it's painted to look antique. It's a bird cage. There is a plastic red little birdie sitting on top, on the circle on top of the birdcage. The birdie's red, slightly lighter red belly, two black eyes, little black beak, and royal blue and black feathers with sort of a lighter grayish edge. And the birdie's looking at the camera. Inside the cage, which is painted sort of an antique-y cream color with a sort of golden edge, there's two bands. One at the there's a metal cage at the top, the cape cage at the top, like a dome. At the bottom of the dome, there's a wavy metal band with a flower garland painted on this beige background with the gold edge. And then there's the cage itself, which goes down, and there's another band at the bottom of the cage. I do not see any doors. It's a metal cage with like gray bars. And like I said, I don't see any doors either on the bottom or at the top. Inside the cage, there is, well, it's not really a cat, but it's a toy cat or something with long fur. Maybe it's a cat, a real cat, but it really doesn't look real. The nose is pink and looks like plastic. The cat itself is a sort of long, furry, fluffy creature. The belly, the inside of the ears, and the front two legs are white, and the tip of the tail is white, and the rest of the cat is sort of an orange. The cat has big, big yellow eyes, and he's got his snout sticking out between two bars of the cage, looking off to the left, and he looks very miserable. And if you could say this about a cat, I'd say he's got a frown or a mopey look. Oof, that's about it.